And downtown in Houghton and Hancock, we're at 31 degrees now at KBAR 102 and KBAR102.com. We are kicking off, of course, the brand new year. And we all have resolutions that we're going to get in shape for the new year. We're going to lose a little weight for the new year. We're going to take better care of ourselves for the new year. There's help for this. Angela Luskin from UP Health System Portage joins me to talk about an event that is coming up this Saturday. This kind of, you planned this, didn't you?
We sure did.
You folks are such clever marketers.
Well, you know, we know how difficult those New Year's resolutions are, right? We always think January 1st, we have all these resolutions and, you know, we're going to go hard on them. And then many of them, you know, they start to fizzle over the weeks and months. So
or this, days or hours.
Right. So this event is here to help you. And the whole goal of the event is to try to take these small little tips from all of these health professionals and maybe pick one to two to focus on. And then those small steps are going to lead to some really big changes, some health changes for us in 2019.
So. Now, the event is called A Healthier You, and I want to point out right from the start, so many times when we talk about these things, the event takes place at the Hancock campus.
Right.
This is in a different place.
Right. Good point. Yes. So it's A Healthier You. It's taking place on Saturday from 10 a.m. till noon at the Portage Fitness Center on Sharon Avenue in Houghton. So not at the hospital. We will be at the fitness center in Houghton, and you can come anytime between 10 a.m. and noon too. So if 10 a.m. doesn't work for you, you want to come at 11, it doesn't matter what time you come between those couple of hours. And it's completely free. You know, we're not charging anything. We'll have great staff on hand that are going to be there with tips that you can walk out the door with. You know, we'll have an informational sheet that you can take with you because you'll be learning and hearing a lot of information during the day on Saturday, but you'll be able to take that tip sheet home and really digest that information and decide what, you know, one to two things that you can incorporate into your lifestyle to help.
This dovetails with an interview I saw several days ago, as a matter of fact, about New Year's resolutions and why so many of them fail. And the person who was the expert in the interview said, most of us fail because we don't set specific goals for our New Year's resolution. We say, I'm going to lose weight.
Right.
And he said what makes a resolution work is not to just put this ethereal goal out there. He said, you have to actually set specific goals that change your behavior. And if you can set the goal, instead of losing weight, you can set the goal as one or two thing or three things that you're going to do in your life that will eventually lead to weight loss. That's easier to incorporate and better to stick to.
Right. Absolutely. You know, you nailed it too. A lot of our times, our resolutions are just a one blanket statement, but that blanket statement is enormous, like losing weight. That's a really hard thing to do. So on Saturday, you'll be able to walk away with a handful of things that will help you eventually lead to that ultimate goal, but you'll be able to break it down into much smaller, more achievable items.
So break this down a little bit for me. What kind of tips are we talking about? Eating tips? Are we talking about fitness tips?
Both of those. And then, so we'll have exercise specialists on hand that will talk specifically about incorporating exercise into your daily routines, but how specifically that you can do that. And we have two registered dietitians that will be on hand. They're going to have a great visual display, kind of breaking down some of the common things that we eat throughout the day and maybe substituting a snack that may not be the most nutritious to one that would be. So you'll actually be able to visualize that. You'll be able to see that. And then physical therapist Mark Rendell will also be there. And, you know, a lot of times we have aches and pains. Our back hurts, our neck hurts, our knees hurt. That is limiting us from getting to that next step of being active. So he will be there specifically to talk about how can we get up in the day and feel better. He will have specific stretches for us to do. And it's not like we're talking about huge lengths of time either. You know, we don't expect you to spend hours a day doing these tips. These are like 3 to 5 minutes a day of what you can incorporate into your everyday activities.
Well, and the flip side of that, I suppose, because on one hand, you have people who have aches and pains who are limited. On the other hand, you have people who have aches and pains who might benefit from specific things that they can do.
Right. And where better than to, you know, get all of these experts in one room together and to talk about, you know, your specific, you know, reasons for maybe, you know, the aches and pains and the limited activity or whatever you have going on.
Now, the fitness center itself, this is open to the public and people can join, right?
Absolutely. And we have a lot of different packages for people. We're very reasonably priced and we're open at 5:30 in the morning till 10 p.m. most days, open 7 days a week. And, you know, you can come in for a monthly membership all the way up to an annual. So lots of options. And then those that come on Saturday, we have some free gifts for you and then some raffle prizes too that will incorporate these healthy tips that we'll be giving out.
Are there people who are afraid to walk into a fitness center because they figure they're walking into a room full of chiseled Adonises and they've got a little paunch or a lot of paunch and they just, they're embarrassed?
I am really happy that you brought that question up, Todd, because what we strive to do at the Portage Fitness Center is to break down all of those ideas, because that is not what our fitness center is. They are everyday people that are working out, that are battling the same things, you know, the same issues that everybody else is. We really try to make this a relaxed, fun environment, and we break down all of that intimidation, and our staff does as well too. I can guarantee you, all of us, including myself, that are working out at that gym are all not chiseled.
You're not bench pressing 560 pounds.
At all. We really do have a comfortable environment. And one thing that I love most about the Portage Fitness Center is just the relationships that are established while people are either, you know, working out in the gym or going to the fitness classes too. There are so many friendships that have formed throughout the years, where people wouldn't have necessarily met within the community, but they meet at the fitness center, they become friends, and there's a huge social component of health that I think we do well with.
If somebody's really thinking about starting a fitness program, because people do think about that this time of year as part of the New Year's resolution process, how do you get started? How do you know what exercises to do? Should you talk to your doctor?
Yes. So the doctor is always the first step. If you feel you have any health restrictions and you're not sure if physical activity is something that you can start, the physician is a great way to start too. But if you were to stop in the fitness center, we have a questionnaire that kind of narrows that down too. And if people mark yes to some of those questions, then we get the approval from the physician for you. So it's not anything that the individual has to worry about. And then we have our exercise specialist on hand as well. And they'll give you a free orientation to the gym with every membership. And then we can do free personal training sessions too if you purchase an annual membership. But they're there to help, you know. So if people have questions throughout the time that they're working out, you know, our staff is happy to answer them and provide guidance and, you know, just help along the way.
And back then to the event this Saturday, 10 o'clock until noon.
Correct.
At the fitness center. We don't want people going up to the UP Health System Portage Hancock campus and looking around for you, because you won't be there.
We won't.
At the fitness center, all free, and an opportunity for you to just talk to people, get some of those little tips that'll help you get started, maybe keep you on that New Year's resolution to lose a little weight or feel a little better about yourself. You get some goodies to take away. You probably get something fun to eat.
Absolutely. We do have some snacks and refreshments too. So really a fun day planned in a relaxed, fun environment, we promise.
And everyone is invited and there's no charge.
Correct.
And you'll find details about it on our QNRReport.com community calendar. Take advantage of the opportunity, because you know, this could be your year to feel a little better, look a little better, and just feel great about yourself.
Absolutely.
Angela Luskin, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
It's KBAR 102.